Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, Nayib Bukele, the president of El Salvador, is hated by world leaders, because he proves that crime and decline aren't inevitable if you have good leadership. I'm surprised they haven't tried to assassinate him yet. I didn't know this, but he's of Palestinian descent as well. Regardless, he removed corrupt judges from his country and jailed thousands of criminals so that the millions of people in his country would live free. Removing power lines and burying them was just the least he could do. Up next, after years of the number of Christians declining in America, the percentage share stabilizes and even rises slightly. Why do you suppose that is? I think it's because Christians are having more kids and liberals are slowly going extinct, while Christians also go extinct but much slower. The shift began back in 2022. I wonder why. It could also be because of all the Latinos flooding into America. Number 3, Bjork's advice to women is to shuckle a man's schwing-schwing like her ex is watching. That sounds all in well, but why does this white chick look Asian even though she's from Iceland? Probably because people from Iceland mix with the Sami people. Apparently they're the only indigenous people in all of Europe. Either that or she has Down syndrome. I like her music from the late 90s, but she's aged terribly. The wall is not merciful. Moving on, as alcohol use falls, Americans are using weed more than ever. Yes, and the fact that people aren't going to nightclubs and bars like they used to in order to meet people to hook up with. Dating apps don't require that you buy a bunch of women drinks. Alcohol also destroys your liver, and some people that say that if you eat weed and brownies, then that's not all that bad for you. No wonder the MGTOW Angry Cock or Angry Rooster channel started a weed shop in Alberta. Number 5, 33% of US adults aged 18 to 34 now live with their parents. I'm predicting with the high cost of living, multi-generational households will soon be the majority in America. 40% in California is crazy but understandable. Looks like the only affordable states are in flyover country, but there are many good jobs there. I think the numbers are getting close to 50% in many places, but people are saying that they live alone to the people surveying them so they don't get embarrassed. Up next, some records are meant to be broken. As this woman sets the record for giving birth to her 14th child by her 14th baby daddy. She's now in the Guinness World Book of Records and probably the biggest whore in recorded history, too. And why am I not surprised that she's from Detroit? Makes you wonder if she ever stands up. My guess is that she's also setting a record for consumption of taxpayer funds. Although she's probably getting a boatload of child support if even only half those baby daddies are employed. Number 7, congratulations, Europe. And there's now one less rapist on the continent. The Imam of Brescia has been sent back to Pakistan because he said that 9-year-old girls can be married. One less pedo in Pizzaland, Italy. When Europe finally comes to its senses, it's going to realize that there are still another 45 million left to deport. Unfortunately, he'll be in England before the end of the month, probably put on a paid speaking tour and given free housing. Moving on, in Canadian grocery stores, they're locking up the meat. Meanwhile, in India, they're saying, hold my Gouda, as they now put security tags on blocks of cheese. This is what happens when you import enrichment. You stop being a high-trust soy society. I remember back in the 80s, you used to be able to go into a grocery store and write the cashier a check. Imagine how quickly the Jeet scammers would be forging checks if that were ever to be brought back. Number 9, back in the 1970s, Delta Airlines was geared towards businessmen, who had a different girl in each city. Delta was ready to take you to see any of them at an affordable price. The 70s were so good that a man could afford to have multiple girlfriends on a single income. The thing that ended this was probably AIDS as well as feminism. Today, rich chats can have multiple girlfriends thanks to some online dating apps. Up next, this guy just rented a girlfriend and paid her 20 grand to be in a 1-month-long relationship because he needed a break from crypto. Maybe I should do this one day, but I wouldn't pay anywhere near that much for a sugar baby. Plus, it's probably cheaper in Thailand. You can probably get one for a couple of grand a month over there. As for this guy, maybe he wouldn't have to do this if he just spent 20 grand on a hair transplant instead. Number 11 looks like it's getting desperate out there for couples. These ones do deliveries together instead of just traditional relationships. One drives while the other deals with customers. Looks like it's getting scary out there when Gen Z can't afford to waste time on dates anymore. Money has to be made. It's kind of a smart idea, though. Instead of spending money dating, you're actually earning money while dating. I ran a business with a girlfriend once, and in the end, I did way more of the work. Moving on, here's the insane pricing for World Cup soccer tickets in Canada for a game between Canada and Bosnia. The most I pay for a sporting event or concert is a couple hundred bucks. Recently I went to see the band The Midnight, and I got pretty good VIP tickets for only 200 bucks. And just so you know, here's what the seating area looks like for those $5,000 to $6,000 tickets. You're sitting on temporary risers that could collapse at a moment's notice. Number 13, why are women doing this? This Florida woman was charged with 26 felonies after boinking her dog. Are you telling me that that dog didn't consent even though she used peanut butter? This image perfectly illustrates what kids and pets have to deal with these days. Overgrown female children so frustrated because they can't find a chat that they're willing to molest them instead. When does this end? How do we stop it? Up next, looks like Leo is finally breaking his old only date women 25 and under rule. At the age of 51, all those younger chicks must be wearing him out. I think he's finally ready to settle down. That's why all those young women were dating him in the first place. They were hoping to be the one that he eventually settled down with. The one he's with now looks like a plain Jane, and she doesn't even have a pretty face. I wouldn't be surprised if he married her and has some kids with her too. Number 15, if he really wants kids, maybe Leo should have done what this Chinese billionaire Zhu Bo was done by fathering over 100 kids using surrogates in the United States to build a genetic dynasty. And he's having kids with white women. I guess he wants his kids to look like anime characters or something. When the artificial womb is created, I could see billionaires having thousands or tens of thousands of kids. It's going to be wild. Moving on, back in 1999, before Spotify and iTunes, people were stupid, spending 20 bucks on a CD album only to realize 3 tracks in that it sucks. In 1999, I just burned my own CDs and refused to pay for bad content. Or I bought a compilation disc with nothing but hit songs on it. I would also listen to discs at my local HMV before purchasing them. Winamp was the way to listen to things while on the computer. Years later, I bought tons of used CDs at garage sales that were the good ones that I wanted from earlier, but I didn't want to spend full price. Number 17, it's time to step up, fellas, because she's looking for a blue-collar man to pay for 3 stepkids and for her to be a stay-at-home wife. She probably wants to be a stay-at-home wife so she can divorce him after 5 years and continue receiving spousal support and force the poor guy to pay child support for kids that aren't even his. Who's ready for this super airbrush babe with a receding hairline? Aren't you just so excited to throw away your life and marry her? Up next, here's the difference between European and African art. On the left, we have Myron the discus thrower. On the right, we have Madek, the fertility gangster. But to be fair, the sculpture on the right is able to satisfy white women in ways white men could never imagine. Also, to be fair, Africa did actually have some decent art. Here are some bronzes from Nigeria that were returned after being stolen by Europeans. Number 19 looks like Justin Bieber is a super simp because this is Hailey Bieber's past. Please don't tell me you believe her when she says she didn't do nothing with those black folks. Then again, for all we know, maybe she's part of the gang or something. Bieber met her when he was 15 and she was only 12 back in 2009. Hailey put him in the friend zone back then and they didn't start dating until 2016. Maybe she's demisexual, which is the latest scam to put men in the friend zone. Women say they don't want a sexual relationship until they have an emotional one with you. Meanwhile, they're just stringing you along for free attention. Sounds to me like Justin was just her backup plan. Moving on, Trump criticizes Canada for not spending enough money for defense. But to be fair, Canada has been sending $6 billion a year over the last 4 years to Ukraine, when they could have been using that instead to pay 33% of this year's deficit. That money is being used to deplete Russia of its stockpile of weapons, as well as young men. Looks like Ukraine is slowly pushing the Russians out. It's all about who runs out of manpower first. Number 21, here's a word of advice if you're going to date. Don't spend money on women directly. Spend the money around her so that if she wants to continue having that lifestyle, you're the one attached to it. I believe the unofficial term is called financial dating. The moment she can separate you from your money through divorce, she will leave you in the dust. Recently, I went dating, and when I told women I didn't actually want to live with them in the future, i.e. living apart together, they weren't interested anymore. That's the gold digger trigger. Up next, would you look at how racist ChatGPT is? It says that black people should have their own exclusive places, but that white people shouldn't. But I'm calling BS on this, because the latest version of ChatGPT says yes, both groups should have their own spaces, so long as it's voluntary and not legally forced. Either this is someone posting this as engagement bait, or this is an older version of ChatGPT before they were revealed to be racist and woke. Number 23, once again, AI can't come soon enough, so that women like Bad Batty can make $57 million doing Only Fools. AI will take away money from OnlyFans, Hollywood, and the music industry starlets. The only thing they'll have left at that point is live performance. Once androids can sing and dance, they'll lose that too. I can't wait until the attention economy goes bust and busty babes can't steal money from simps anymore. It'll be a sweet day when it happens. Moving on, check this out, guys. Now teachers are tag-teaming underage students. These two were caught doing just that, and yet no arrests were made. If they can't get a chat in his 20s, then they'll try and get a chat in his teens. Also, let's get real. All these teacher predators are seemingly white women. Women tried to convince themselves that vibrators were all they ever needed. I guess that's not true after all. Number 25 on the last one, remember guys that if a woman can reject hundreds of men for being broke or unattractive, then you too can reject 100 women for being used up. But most guys don't. They still sleep with the used up ones for practice, and some of the desperate guys even try and have a relationship with them. Women know this is the case. Rejecting women becomes a lot easier when you're 35 plus and your big head is more likely to do the thinking for you instead of the little one. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day and cheers.